If the name Trish Hansen sounds familiar, it may be because she was so well known in connection with Tallahassee's now defunct Mary Brogan Museum.
Well, my business partner Amy Hills and I, a little over a year ago, coming from the Brogan Museum, you know what happened there, saw that there was a need. There was a need to reach out into the community, into the schools, and really provide hands-on, project-based science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education.
Sort of the same kinds of experiences that students used to travel to the Brogan for. What Hansen and Hills did was to set up a local MoLab, short for Mobile Laboratory. Hansen says it's a unique concept that also has a successful track record all over the country.
We are a member of the Mobile Laboratory Coalition, and it's wonderful for us for the fact that it provides us really great resources about the do's and don'ts of outfitting your mobile lab, gaining knowledge from these folks. Some of them have been running their lab since 1999, and provides validity for what we're doing.
For nearly 6 months, MoLab has been spreading its wings and extending its reach.
This past October really started us going, our launch of MoLab. We hosted our inaugural Winter Camp Spark Igniting Knowledge at Sale High School. We've conducted programming in Cairo, Georgia. We will be conducting programming in Thomas County. We're doing programming now in Leon County, going to different schools, community events, outreaches. We had our awesome Spring Camp Spark, and we opened registration yesterday for our summer camp.
Hansen says the idea is to give the kids experiences they simply can't get in the classroom while making sure those experiences reinforce and supplement the classroom curricula.
We have an electricity and magnetism class that we can do. We have a Star Lab class that we can do. It's a portable planetarium. We have states of matter. We have electrons. I mean, it runs the gamut. And we're creating new program as we speak. We have a really cool concussion program that we've kind of done in conjunction with some local doctors here.
And now Hansen says a significant grant has increased MoLab's involvement in the Leon School District.
Luckily, through this grant from the Technology Education Research and Redesign Alliance, TERRA, we are able to offer this after-school program that we started last week to Rudiger and Gilcrest Elementary Schools free of charge for them. So those are the types of things that we're doing and looking for, as well as applying for and seeking out the sponsorships, and they're manifesting.
Because ultimately, Hansen and Hall want to buy a full-size bus and turn it into a laboratory on wheels.
When we have MoBus, kids will be able to get on board. We'll have a robotics station. We'll have an entomology wall. We'll have a microscopy station. But all of those things we can do now and bring to your classrooms.
And for those who want to find out more and request a MoLab visit, Hansen says there are multiple points of contact.
Visit tallymolab.org for more information on our organization. Like us on Facebook, MoLab Inc., and follow us on Twitter at tallymolab.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.